Welcome to Chronically Healthy Live. Chronically Healthy Live. It's live. Welcome to Chronically Healthy Life show, streaming live from Houston, Texas. And, you know, when you hear the word chronically, do you, you know, what does chronically really mean to you? Do you associate it with like chronic disease? Well, we all do. You know, it's been programmed right into us and it's been driven so deep. But what if we flip that whole idea on its head? You know, let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, in our minds, our finances, in our relationships, right? Let's jump right into the show. And joining me is my life and business partner, Min Wong.
We're live. It's great to be back. Welcome, everyone. So what do you have today?
So, you know, we're in our 50s, we're celebrating our 50s, and we've never been healthier. And, you know, that's all because we don't make excuses for ourselves. And trust me, you know, I make a lot of excuses. Excuses are so much easier. But health-wise, cancer on both sides of my family, you know, relationships, well, you know, my family drama is crazy. Everyone knows about it. Finances, you know, there never seems to be enough money in, you know, in my family. They're always asking for more money, no matter what is handed out to them, no matter how we help them. As for personal development, you know, there's no such thing in my parents' mind, in my family's mind. No one knows anything about personal, you know, development. Like, they've been in Vancouver for over 50 years and they never even learned how to speak English, you know. And this is Vancouver in Canada. It's not like an Asian country. So, but they somehow managed to get away with it. And, you know, they don't read, they don't learn, you know, they spend all their time watching Asian TV and arguing about all the most stupid little things. But for us, you know, we wanted to be different, right? We don't want to be just like them. We just turned out to be something different. So we need to make a change.
Yeah. So, you know how we always say that the kids model after their parents? It's not really what the parents say, but what they do. So if your parents fight a lot, you would probably assume that you're going to fight a lot with your spouse. And a lot of times, you know, your kids' lives turns out to be exactly the same as the parents because the beliefs are driven from the parents. If your parents are divorced, you probably believe that yours is, you know, also going to end up in divorce too, because lo and behold, you believe it, you willed it, and you get a divorce. You may think it's fate and it's a very convenient excuse, but what if you flip it around and take control of your life, your relationship? It doesn't have to have a divorce. You can make it right. You can actually have your life turn out better than your parents. And why do I say that? My mother, she is much older than me. So when I was in my early teens, she's probably in her 40s at the time. And she is already a very sick person. And I'm not... She's not diagnosed with anything in particular, but she's very weak. She gets sick a lot. She gets dizzy a lot. And one day when I went home, I found her passed out in her bathtub, and she hit her head in the, the faucet? Yeah, so it was blood all over the place. I went home and found her like that. I'm like, I freaked out. And, you know, things like that happens actually quite a bit. And that gives me the impression that, man, maybe I have her gene. I'm going to turn out just like her. And actually, I did for a while. I passed out at airports. I passed out in restaurants. In my 20s, you would think that that's your healthiest time. That is actually my worst time of all. I'm much healthier now in my 50s than when I was in my 20s. So the story being that you can believe what you want to believe, but you don't have to be like your parents. Your life can actually turn out much better than your parents.
You know, it's funny that you bring that up. I remember for our honeymoon, we actually went past Canadian customs and we're ready to go on a honeymoon. And, you know, already that morning, I told her, Minna, because like we've been traveling for a while. She always has these dizzy, lightheaded spells and everything. I said, make sure you eat something, whatever it may be. We didn't know during that time. I wasn't into nutrition. I wasn't into health. And she fainted right after we passed customs going into our honeymoon trip. And of course, the whole trip's canceled. The ambulance came in, they threw her on a stretcher, and you know, they tore away, and that was our honeymoon trip. You remember that? So
remember
you
that.
Probably don't remember that, but you know, but since then, you know, like in the last, oh my gosh, I think in the last 10 years, our health has been amazing. No more fainting spells. She's got crazy energy. She's jumping around everywhere before the trip. She's jumping around after the trip. So, you know, I just really wanted to share that for us. It's never too late to change around your health as long as you make that decision. No one can make the decision for you. And that's how, as we, you know, as a couple, you know, we just really started thinking about and practicing our health, our wellness, and longevity. And that's what the show is all about. We want to pass on what we know. We want to interview people that is specialists in these areas and even share their stories on how they, you know, they've gone through their journeys into better health and better longevity.
So speaking of longevity, we have a special picture here to show you. So San Diego Zoo announced this little tiny pocket mouse. They actually named him Pat after Star Trek actor Patrick Stewart. So this little mouse, Pat, won the big title of Guinness World Record for longevity. And they were actually originally believed to be extinct, but a new population of the Pacific pocket mice was established in Orange County, California recently, and they actually began breeding without human assistance recently. And hey, congratulations to this little mouse. Longevity it is.
And, you know, today we are so, so excited to have a dear friend of mine on the show as a special guest. Her name is Brenda Ringwood. You know, she's going to be sharing you with her journey with health and more amazingly what her, what her movement is. You know, I'm not even going to spoil it. I'll let her talk about it. But, you know, after this short little break, we're going to be talking about chronic inflammation and all the diseases it can lead to.
See you back then.
Hello, we are Mutts and Meows Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit, foster-based, no-kill group. Mutts and Meows Rescue pulls dogs and cats from surrounding shelters in the greater Houston area. We even pick up dogs and cats abandoned on the streets. Mutts and Meows Rescue is foster-based, rely on your donations to keep rescuing. To know more about us is to know more about our furry friends and help them find their forever homes. Come visit us at Mutts and Meows Rescue on Facebook today and decide how you can make a difference.
Hey there, welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. My name is Minna and welcome to my kitchen. So when we talk about healthy cooking, first of all, you need to be cooking. If your food comes out of the box, well, I can't help you. But if you're doing any kind of cooking, the thing is, start from the foundations. You don't even have to change out the taste of your food. All you have to do is switch out a few key ingredients and you're on your way to a healthier life. So today let's talk about salt. That's like the foundation of any kind of cooking. And when you switch out the salt, you're not really compromising on flavor or anything. It just makes your food a little healthier. As you may know, a lot of the table salt out there has microplastics in it, which is definitely not what you want in your food. So swap out those microplastics for something like trace minerals that is very beneficial for your health. So for our kitchen, what we normally use is actually Celtic salt. Now Celtic salt is gray and it's a little bit moist, so it's good for cooking, but if you want to use for like a salt grinder, something like Himalayan salt is really good for you. Both of them contain trace minerals like potassium, sodium, iron, some other ones. So Himalayan salt is also what I use for my bath salt also, so that's another use for if you think you have a big bag of salt and not gonna, you know, use it all, you can use it as a bath salt. Now the other alternatives that you can find, I have a Korean bamboo salt, which actually looks just like any salt, it's white. and it has trace minerals and antioxidants, so it's really good for you. Another one is called, this is called lava salt, and it is actually black. So what they do is they infuse activated carbons in the salt, which makes it detoxifying as well as it keeps the trace minerals in the salt itself. So there you have it. That's the salt that I use, and that is one step that you can take this week to swap all your ingredients and make your life a little more healthy.
So let's talk about inflammation. Salt definitely, if it's bad salt, it does give you a lot of inflammation. And just so you know, inflammation is not always bad. There's actually two types, right? There's acute inflammation and then the other type. So acute inflammation is when you, let's say you cut your finger, which I do my I do a lot, and your finger actually swells up a little bit, and that's actually your body's way of healing it. So that's actually okay. Now the other type, I'll let you talk about it.
Well, the other type is chronic inflammation. And, you know, the topic this week is about chronic inflammation and all the diseases they can cause if it gets out of control. And we're actually having a, you know, lower inflammation live longer summit happening over this weekend. It's something that I organized with another of my best friends in Ontario, Sandra, actually. You know, we have a total of 21 speakers, and we're going to be sharing different modalities how to heal inflammation. But, you know, chronic diseases, you know, mine's really started by a trigger that happened when I was 18. It literally started with a traumatic car accident that broke my body literally 2 weeks before graduation in high school. And, you know, being young, you think that your body's going to heal, but, you know, all those injuries, they festered and it just got worse and worse. You know, I had my fractured back, I broke my back, I had fractured neck and everything, all these internal injuries. And, you know, the injuries just got worse and worse, you know, and, you know, through my 30s and early 40s, you know, I started having chronic back pain, you know, neck and knee pains, you know, I was barely able to sit or stand for more than 20 minutes. It's like, even right now, we've been here for like 15 minutes, not a problem. But before, there's no way, you know, I would have to get up and just stretch out. And, you know, that's not something I can do. I'll be in a lot of pain. And, you know, I was on prescription pain medication. Do you remember that? And, you know, it made me grumpy all the time. Like, Minna's always saying, why you're always mad? It came like I was becoming my dad. You know, my dad was always mad during the time. I guess he was in a lot of pain.
You became the grumpy old man, you
thought,
didn't realize
it. It's crazy. I was in my 30s, you know, going to my 40s, and, you know, all sorts of digestive problems at IBS, and, you know, had brain fog, you name it, every single condition of chronic disease I had. And I was diagnosed with, you know, degenerative arthritis. And the doctors say, hey, you're just going to have to live with these conditions. You're going to be eating these, taking these, you know, Vicodin, you know, these prescription pills for the rest of your life and deal with it. And it's not something that I was willing to accept. And, you know, I was introduced to supplementation on my 43rd birthday. And that's when my first step was. I felt a little bit better. And, you know, that's when I did my deep dive into functional nutrition and becoming a longevity coach. And, you know, eventually I healed myself, right? You know, where doctors failed for over 15 years, I was able to heal myself over, you know, probably what, 6 months to 8 months, like 100%, right? And now, like, this is 10 years later, that was 43. And I'm not actually 50, not 53, I'll be 53 this year. Nine years later, I am actually healthier now than I was in my 20s and 30s. So, you know, I think this summit's really important. And the thing I'm really like pushing this is, both Minna and Christy is going to be, you know, talking on the show too, right? Christy, why don't you share what you're going to be sharing with us on the summit?
Oh, well, I actually healed myself of inflammatory breast cancer without any doctor help at all. I was totally through nutrition and was changing more than nutrition. It was also changing the household products and personal care products like lotions and toothpaste and things like that. And yeah, took 3 months and no side effects. So yeah, I'll be sharing that.
Why don't you share with us, you know, how you were diagnosed with the cancer? Because a lot of people, when they're diagnosed with breast cancer, there's usually only one way that people think that, you know, that is diagnosed.
Yeah, people tend to think for women that a mammogram is the only way. But there is something called thermal imaging, and it is completely non-invasive. There's no there's no squishing, there's no pain, there's no touching at all, which I personally was very, the mammograms, I've had one in my life, I'll never do it again. But the big advantage to thermal imaging is that it can detect cancer starting in your body up to 8 years. That is not a typo, years ahead of a mammogram. Well, if you can catch something that early, you have a much better chance of nipping the whatever's causing the problem in the first place, nipping it and changing, making the changes that you need to reverse that. So I always talk about thermal imaging and plus the other advantage is that doctors have a tendency of once they find out that you're on their radar, then there can be trouble with that. So staying under the radar or if you're like me and you have a big mouth, just flat out refusing and saying, just leave me alone. I'm not doing what you say. Yeah.
That's interesting, you know, because Christy, you and us, we're similar. We don't take the status quo. Like we don't we will ask for advice, but we don't just take advice
at face value.
We do a little more research. We look for different alternatives. We look for different options. And a lot of times what people tell you is just one option. And I think you really need to take control of your life and go outside and look for other options that actually works better for you. And that's how you fix yourself. And you see fix yourself.
And it's not one size fits all. There are many options available to people but you have to search them out. And, you know, and doctors too, they come from their perspective and you have to realize that's just their perspective. And if it resonates with you and you feel like that's your guidance, then go for it. But if not, then do your research. There's a lot out there that can help.
I totally agree. You know, like the doctors, they're there to give you the best information that they can give you. And, you know, they're supposed to give you, choices, right? Options. And like Nina says, you know, I think it's sort of important not to just listen to what the first doctor tells you. I always tell people, get a second opinion, a third opinion, look at different specialists, look at different holistic modalities, because there's not always just one way to heal your body, heal your mind. There's just so many different ways to do it. And, you know, that's really what, you know, this Lower Inflammation Live Longer Summit's about. You know, like I said, we got over 21 holistic speakers. They're going to be sharing their stories. They're going to be sharing different ways that you can heal your body. So like Chrissy says, we're all bio individuals. Like not one thing's going to resonate perfectly for us. You know, we're hoping that one of our stories, one of our speakers is going to resonate with you. And, you know, we would love for you to check out the summit. You know, it's a free summit over 3 days. And I think we're already on our second day. But, you know, I just wanted to share that with everyone because like chronic inflammation, it leads to type 2 diabetes, it leads to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, it can lead to cancer, you know, which is a really big topic nowadays. Everyone's getting cancer and they see cancer as, you know, a death notice, right? And it doesn't have to be. There are a lot of different alternatives, like Christy shared one of her alternatives, and there are a lot of different alternatives to cure cancer. And, you know, right after this break, you know, we're going to be talking with Brenda. She's going to be sharing a little bit of story about her scare, you know, her journey with cancer, right?
Let me just add that when you have inflammation, sometimes the signs are very subtle, right? When I grew up, I had eczema. So when I got rid of eczema, I'm a very happy person, obviously. But the other thing that I actually noticed is when I was growing up, my extremities, my hands and feet, they're always cold. Mm-hmm. But when I am when I don't have inflammation in my body, when I don't have chronic inflammation in my body, my hands and feet are actually warm. So there's a little subtle signs that body's telling you that you need to do something about it. So we hope that the Lower Inflammation Live Longer Summit is going to be helpful. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we have a special guest, Brenda Ringwood. And I'm sure you'll find her story amazing. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. You know, today we have a special guest and friend of mine. Her name is Brenda Wingwood. She's known as the Professor of Change. She's been an entrepreneur since she's been in high school. You know, she's seen many fortunes and really knows what the word loss means on so many different levels. She's overcome the pains of loss. She's overcome the pain of incarceration, which we're going to talk about at a future episode. And of course, she overcome cancer. And she didn't let her losses stop her. She didn't let her past hold her back. And that's what, you know, she is such an inspiration for us, you know, for what we're doing in the show. And she knew she had to offer so much more. So she founded the Becoming the Best movement and TV show. She helps people to live a changed life by stepping up to be the person you want to be, changing your actions and thoughts, and encouraging others to do it with you. So let's get started on changing your life. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, both of you?
It's good to see you, Brenda.
You as well.
We're doing so awesome. So, you know, we're talking about chronic inflammation and, you know, how, you know, basically uncontrolled chronic inflammation over time can lead to things like cancer. And, you know, Christy, she already shared her about cancer. Can you share us, you know, can you share with us a little bit more on that?
On mine or Christy's?
Yeah, on yours. Yeah.
I was really fat and I didn't even know that I had a tumor in my neck. So my mom had a stroke and I was watching, you know, say, well, maybe I better do something about my weight. And I end up losing about 40 pounds and I'm looking in the mirror and I have this big knot, you know, on my neck. And had I not lost that weight, I might not have seen it. And it ended up being a tumor. So I went in, I thought it was something dental, maybe, you know, go to the dentist. He said, no, it's soft tissue. It moves. And I put it off and put it off and put it off. And I had headaches that were so severe. I ended up going to the ER. And it was a tumor. My blood count was low. I'm a biologist by education. So you put the two together and they said, you need to go see an ENT right away. And I did. It ended up being lymphoma. I had to go through chemo, radiation, the whole nine yards. I was in and out of surgeries and treatment for over a year. Lost all my hair. You know, it was an experience and you don't know if you're going to live or die. And so you just, you start to look at things differently in your life.
Definitely.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. And it's sort of like what you said. It's like a lot of things, they happen over time and you wouldn't even notice it until you lost some weight before you actually start seeing that growth. Right. You know, what are your thoughts, Christy?
Well, I'm flabbergasted. I mean, it's I've never heard a story like that before. And, you know, we always hear about all the repercussions of overweight, but covering up other things that could be much more deadly, that's kind of astounding.
Eventually, the headache got me to the CAT scan, you know, that showed the tumor. So, but it was still months later. I went to the doctor and didn't go back. Those headaches didn't start for another 8 months. Mm. I suffered from migraines anyways. I had spinal meningitis when I was 24 and I've had headaches ever since. So I just thought I was, you know, they were getting worse and my health was a mess. Let's just put it that way. And part from my own doing, the foods I ate, being stagnant, you know, the job I had, all kinds of things.
How long ago was this that you made this big transformation?
Well, it was in 2011. So I had lost the weight in sometime in 2010. Like I said, it was a good 8 months before I even started seeing doctors about it. So then my cancer was, I found out about it in March of 2011. Ended up having to have it surgically removed. You can see here I have a big indentation here and some, they took out a lot of soft tissue. I was only stage 1A, very fortunate about that. But lymphoma is a blood cancer. So it can be all over your body. And had I not had a tumor in it, I might not have known. And I had a tumor in my parotid gland, which is your salivary gland. You have two of them. They're your major salivary glands, and then you have little ones inside of your mouth. So it's rare to have a tumor in your salivary gland. And then it's even rarer to have cancer in your salivary gland. So the procedure to remove the salivary gland, they basically cut your ear right here all the way down. And I mean, it's a huge scar. They lay it open. It's a 4-hour surgery because there's a nerve that goes up. And if they touch that nerve, you can be paralyzed. Your side of that side of the face can be paralyzed. So it's a very long procedure. And when I came out, I had a tube, a drainage tube, and these nasty stitches, and it was a mess. And I had to completely heal from that before I could even start doing chemo and radiation.
Wow. Oh, that just makes me cringe, just the thought. So how did you then, after you went through all the chemo, radiation, and everything, what changes did you make to your life so that this wouldn't repeat?
You know, I continued on the weight loss journey, and then I just really changed being sedentary. I got up and started moving because our bodies are designed to move. We're not designed to sit still. We are, you know, in biologically speaking, we're designed to survive in whatever environment we're in. We're designed to survive, and sitting down all day long is not a good thing for you. Your joints are better off if you move them. Now, I'm not saying go, you know, bench press 100 pounds doing squats and running all day long, but we're supposed to be moving. And when we do that, our bodies heal themselves. They help to grow new tissues. And I started doing vitamins. I started eating healthier. I really started paying attention to certain foods that were causing me pain. And that is a real thing.
Oh, is it ever? I found out during the course of my transformation that I was completely gluten intolerant. Like I can't even eat grains really without a problem. I do better if I stick to actual vegetables and lots and lots of fruits and vegetables and just leave the grains alone. And all these weird little symptoms that I never connected all went away. like Minna was saying with the eczema, I had eczema on my hand, it went away. And all these other weird little things, I was losing tooth enamel and it was all because of that. And I didn't know that there was a food intolerance there. Yeah. So it all kind of came out, but I, same as you, I did massive changes to the diet, organic food, heavy on the fruits and vegetables, and learned to cook.
It's a lifestyle change. It's not just an occasional change, but see, then I ended up getting incarcerated and put all that weight back on because you can't control your diet in there. And so when I came out, I had been walking on concrete. I was now up to 215 pounds and I had to have a double knee replacement. My knees were so bad. And a lot of that was, you know, just working hard and the stuff that I did all my life. I ran track. I was a gymnast. So it started early in life, right? So, but once I had I was on over 20 medications because the knee pain was so bad and I was bone on bone. So I ended up having both of them replaced. I got partials because it'll probably only last 20 years. I might have to have them again. So I still have saved the bone. I take no meds now. And because of that, I started swimming. I can bend my heel can touch my butt. And that's unheard of pretty much for people with knee replacements. I can do that on both of them. I can get down on the ground now. Getting up's not pretty, but there's I can't do anymore. But, you know, I couldn't even walk before. So I'm so thankful. Now I only take allergy meds and heartburn meds. I take nothing else outside of I have to do infusions once a month for 4 weeks. And it's a side effect from cancer.
Oh, I have to say a word about swimming. I am an avid swimmer. I love swimming. But one thing people don't realize is that if you have those, especially hips and knees, if you struggle to walk on land, get in the pool and walk because the water holds your weight. And that I back in my long ago past, I worked at a place where that's what we did. We rehabbed people in the pool and we could get, it's amazing. So good for you for.
Yeah. And we still do it. And so I've still got about 50 more pounds to go. It's a life-changing thing that you have to do with it, but the slower the process, the longer it will stay off. You know, if you lose weight, you go on all these massive carb diets and stuff, and you drop 30 pounds a month, you know, you start eating again, it's going to come right back on.
Right.
So do it the right way, keep it off over time. And let me tell you, I haven't been able to move like this in probably 8 to 9 years. I can walk, I can do hills, I can do stairs, and there's still some pain involved. But the bottom line is I could not even do it before.
Exactly. Exactly. How about stretching?
Oh, like, yes.
Mm-hmm. Lots of stretching. Mm-hmm. Keep that range of motion going.
I do lots of stretching, lots of walking. I do a lot of squats because that helps the knees. It helps strengthen, you know, everything. You wouldn't know it to look at me, but for my size and the amount of weight, the fat that I still have on me, my blood pressure's great. My doctors look at me and they go, I can't believe your blood pressure. Why? Because I was fat. You thought I was going to have high blood pressure, you know, but right. I'm active. I'm very active.
That's huge. Mm-hmm. Don't you just love it when a doctor looks at you like they're confused?
Yeah,
like, why is this happening?
Exactly.
It goes against everything I've been taught.
I love that. Part of that is when I had chemo and radiation, it changes your chemistry.
Oh.
And my body is now not able to produce its own immunoglobulins. So I have to take human plasma. So I thank you, everybody who donates. And, you know, this whole thing of what somebody's color is absolutely ridiculous because it is not labeled on that jar what color that person was of the body, of the fluids that are going into my arm when I'm getting those infusions. So thank you all for that. It is a lifesaver. They spin everything out of that plasma. That probably goes to other meds. And they put just the immunoglobulins back in it for me. It's $20,000 a month. Thank goodness for insurance. It's very expensive. And if I don't take it, I feel like I have the flu constantly and I'm not contagious. So there's times of the month where, you know, I get run down and I have to really watch what I do. That's going to be forever for the rest of my life. But even with that, because I am changing my actions, my thoughts, including not sitting in a chair all day long, I'm able to move. I'm healthier now than I have been in years, even with taking infusions, with knee replacements, with everything that I'm doing. I still am not 100%. I don't know that I ever will be, but I can tell you my quality of life is so much better.
How has it affected you emotionally? Because that just sounds like you really, it's like that hitting rock bottom and coming back to life almost. That's,
You know, I'm a blocker. I tend to put blocks up. I don't know how I do it. My dad can do it. And I've always been a very positive person, but I tend to put blocks up to say, no, you're not going to go there. We're only going to focus. If you're going to go deep, we're only going to let you go so deep. So my pool is only the 4-foot pool. we're not going to even dive into the deep end and get into the, you know, you're going to die stuff. I didn't even feel that way when I was going through cancer. I was very positive. You know, I was wearing wigs. I lost all my hair. Mm-hmm. It was not a pretty year.
I know. No. Everyone I've known who has done chemo and or radiation has, yeah, the scarves come out and the, yeah, it's.
I was in the professional world. So my mindset was I had to wear the wig so nobody would know I was sick. And,
you know, I would really love to interject here. Just, you know, I'm just listening on your whole journey. And, you know, it's an amazing journey. You know, a lot of people think they have hard lives. And, you know, part of our show is we're trying to inspire people that, you know, we're all human beings too, right? We all have our challenges. Some of us may actually have more challenges, like yours is an epic story that's continually being written. But, you know, just hearing your story is like, we're all bio individuals, right? We're all slightly different. Things happen to us, something for you. It sounds like, you know, you were a gymnast, you were an athlete, you know, growing up, right? And you were fit and you wore down those knees, right? So your knees wore down a little quicker, right? So you had knee surgery, right? And, you know, some people may never need knee surgery until they're in their 70s and 80s. But, you know, we're all very different on what we do, you know, how we are brought up, you know, how we eat, how we exercise. You know, I think that that's really important. You know, thank you for sharing all that information. And, you know, before we go any further, you know, I want to know, you know, what has brought about this Becoming the Best You movement? Like, how did that come around?
My health was one of them. The mindset of how people viewed people who were incarcerated and the people who say you can't do that. I was tired of it. And I said, you know what? I've always rooted for the underdog. And through my experiences, I was now the underdog. And I said, nope, we're not doing that. We're going to help the underdog. Nobody can take your education. Nobody can take your experience from you. It's still there. What you do with it is your choice. And you might let somebody beat you down so you don't use it, but it's still your choice. So we give people the tools, tips, strategies, the trade, the people to help them get to the next level of their life. And one of the things that we do, we host events, both virtually. Our virtual events and our masterminds are free. So we have something for everybody. It is a movement. Then we have our in-person events. Now those we have to pay for because we have to pay for the venue. So we do charge tickets. But it's an experience for our attendees because once they attend, now they have this network of people that they can reach out to. And there are stories. You know, I look at Isabel Black. She didn't even know that things like this existed. She came to our first event. Now she's my co-host on a TV show. She's got her own platform where she has monthly speaker series 3 times a month in the Kansas City area. Heather Dawn, who's also going to be at the event, she's speaking for her first debut here. She's got a real short time, but our processes have helped her change her life over the past year. It's the networking. It's the people. Our people do business with each other. We help each other. We're not... nobody's competition. We bring everybody along with us. And that's what becoming the best you is about, because you can never be your best. You always need to be better. And I don't mean that in a negative way. What I'm saying is sometimes you do something and you don't realize that you could have been doing it all along, and that light switch comes on. And then now you can see the whole room, and across the room, now there's another door that you can get to that's going to open up. As long as those lights are off, you don't see it. So as long as you are on the move, changing your mindset, it changes your actions, it will change your life. And that's why it's called Becoming the Best You. Our first series was Overcoming Challenges. And so we're still going on that with how you can overcome. And we have people like Dr. Reuben West, who talks about zeros and ones, that zero times a million is still a zero, right? And a million times one, you haven't bettered yourself. So are you hanging around the zeros who are pulling you down? Or the ones who are not helping you get anywhere. But then more importantly, are you that zero or one? So we shift your way of thinking into, wow, I need to stop doing what I'm doing and I need to hop over here. It's really that easy. You know, we let our spouse, our friends, our family, all these people have these influences in our life. And unfortunately, those that we love sometimes are your most negative people in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we teach you how to overcome that.
Oh, community.
Yes.
Community is definitely a part of the whole longevity. Yes. A solid community of support. And yeah, that's a wonderful. So tell us the details of the event that you have. Is it St. Louis?
It is in St. Louis this time. We do them all over the country. And we got another one back. We do them in Kansas City every year. We got another one back in August in Kansas City. And then we're going to be down in Florida and possibly in one of the Carolinas soon. But go over to comechangeyourlife.com. We have wonderful speakers, including Andy. He's coming in for this one. But we have 3 lifetime presidential lifetime achievement award winners that are speaking to you. 3 of them, world leaders. Dr. Reuben West is also a world leader. He is an ambassador. He's in Kenya a lot doing things over there. Just that we have a guy that went from homeless to homeowner. Homeless to homeowner and best-selling author. Can you imagine that? Just on and on, self-made millionaires that are so humble. You know, a lot of millionaires that I've met, they only care about themselves and they're the cheapest people in the world. These guys are so, they really are. These guys are so humble. We have Sean Greaves, who is native to St. Louis. He's going to teach you how to double your sales, double your income. He's got a proven strategy that works. And I said, well, how did you create this? He said, I was tired of being broke. I did something about it.
Did you, this is a live event or is it also virtual?
Live event. Now you can get virtual tickets. You sure can. And it's all on the website. The schedule's there. All the speakers' bios are there. In fact, you can even get in contact with the speakers. We give you their websites and how to get in touch with them. This is an experience. You usually go to events and you'll get to talk to the speakers. Our speakers, most of them are going to be there throughout the weekend and you get to talk with them. You get to visit with them. If you need coaching, they're going to coach you during that weekend. It's part of your ticket. And then if you want to hire them afterwards, that's between you guys. We're not pushing sales from the stage. We even have breakout sessions where you can pick. There are 10, 5, 10, there are 20 breakout sessions.
Wow.
You can pick one in the first session on Friday and another one on the first on second session the same. So you can get to go to 4 of 20 breakout sessions. Big. Yes.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Yes, people are going to be there. You name it. Everybody says, why do you have so many doggone speakers? There's nothing worse than going to an event and you don't resonate with anybody. And you paid all this money and you can't even apply. But when you can resonate with many, now you're talking.
Exactly. Can you say the website again, please?
ComeChangeYourLife.com.
That's easy to remember. ComeChangeYourLife.com. I love it. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Thank you for being on our show today, Brenda. You know, that is just so inspiring for your story and so inspiring for your movement, right? It's really got me to get, you know, light a fire under our derriere to get a movement going on too. And you're here supporting it. And we really thank you for the support. We hope to see you soon. Everybody go to comechangeyourlife.com and check out her Becoming the Best You coming up next weekend.
Can't come in person, virtual.
It's your time, and the Becoming the Best You conference in St. Louis is where you want to be. This 3-day event featuring over 35 impactful speakers with 16 breakout sessions to choose from will help you achieve the best of your life for the rest of your life. Come and dance the night away on Saturday night at the Black Tie Affair and enjoy the live entertainment as we close out Tickling Your Funny Bone with comedian Jeremy Nunes. Get your tickets today and we'll see you there.
Hi, everyone. Every week, you know, we like to highlight a local business that we all know and trust to help build out our community. And, you know, on this topic, we talked about chronic inflammation and all the chronic diseases that they can cause. And, you know, it's good to know that you and your family's protected for out-of-pocket expenses when medical attention becomes needed. Today, I'd like to introduce a dear friend of mine who can help you with this. Her name is Ashley Victory. Ashley Victory with Victory Benefits. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit of how you can help everyone tonight?
So I am an independent health agent. And basically what I do is I protect your most valuable asset. I protect you. Through health insurance. That's probably one of the biggest things that you can have as an individual because it helps to offset preventative care, chronic illness care, cancer, heart attack, stroke, so much to protect your daily lives because you are your most valuable asset.
You know, and that is so true because so many of us, especially, you know, I know so many business owners and they are the major bread givers of the family, right? And yet a lot of them I know don't have health insurance. Like, how is that a problem?
So a lot of people think that they can't afford health insurance. They don't need health insurance. I'm healthy. I haven't been to a doctor in forever. But the problem is you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You never know what's going to happen the day, you know, today. And health insurance allows you to protect yourself from the unexpected because you can have a, you know, cancer treatment or heart attack, and that can be costly. A hospital visit alone could be anywhere from, you know, $50,000 to almost $700,000. And that's astronomical. That's like a house. And having insurance that helps to deal with preventative care and maintenance and wellness helps you to get a better, healthy life.
I totally agree. You know, that's why I really wanted you to be a guest here, just to share that. Because like a lot of us, you know, we think that we're healthy. You know, we think we'll never get sick. But, you know, what if, right? We never know. And emergencies happen, right? You know, maybe you are healthy, but you walk out the door, you fall down the stairs, you break your leg. Next thing you know, you need medical assistance. And if you don't have health insurance, that's an issue, right? There's so many things that can happen, right?
Yes. And health insurance definitely does help to offset the cost of medical expenses, offset the cost of medication management, or even, you know, just in general, preventative care. And that's one of the best things is if you prevent something or monitor your health, watch your health, go to the doctor, go get your mammograms, go get your colonoscopies, go get your well visits. It helps you to live a healthier life because doctors are able to diagnose you with what you need to be healthy. And like you said, a lot of this can lead to very expensive treatments and procedures and lifestyle changes.
Correct. And you know, the numbers you talked about, like 50,000 to 700,000, that can be out of pocket. Like, I don't know too many people that can even come up with $50,000 out of pocket if an emergency happens.
It is. It's ridiculous. It's a lot. You know, it's funny. If I wouldn't have had health insurance, you know, I suffered from vertigo about 2 weeks ago, and I went to the ER for one day, and my hospital bill was $3,000 for a 3-hour visit.
Oh my gosh.
And it was ridiculous. But because I had quality health insurance and I went to the right doctors and was able to go where I needed to go, I pretty much walked out without having to pay anything, which was great. But then also it brought to mind, you know, a lot of health concerns that were going on inside that I didn't know about.
Correct.
So now I'm able to work towards a healthier lifestyle because I have people who are looking after me now.
Remember, you know, I'll be here looking after you too.
I love your juices. They are changing my life.
So Ashley, you know, how can people reach out to you if they want to learn more about health insurance?
If they want to learn more about health insurance, they're more than happy to visit me at my website, victorybenefits.org, or they can find me on Google, Facebook, most social media, and I'd love to help anybody who's looking to change their life and work towards their healthy goals for the year.
That's awesome. So it's victorybenefits.org. And for your social, like you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, like how do people find you on that? You know, because
Victory Benefits.
You don't go on websites anymore.
Yep, Victory Benefits. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, working into TikTok, trying to figure out that whole, you know, generational side. But yeah, I'm on all social media.
Thank you so much for being our guest for Local Business this week. You know, we'll stay in contact and we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Christy Boyd Johnson, the co-founder and CEO of the Barefoot Learning Club. We know that school can be a little scary these days. Between all the pretty horrifying stuff that's going on with bullying and shootings and whatever else is going on, our kids are having to endure this. And it results in a very rough situation. So we know a lot of parents want to homeschool, and that's why we're here. We're here to give you full support in homeschooling your children, making sure they get the foundational skills of reading, writing, and math in place so that they can literally do whatever they want. They can learn anything and do it with less stress, less time, and a lot more fun. And the best part is the results. You'll be amazed at the results that we get. So we would like to invite you to have it. If you want to talk to me personally, if you go to our website, barefootlearningclub.com, there's a talk to Christy button. Just click it and it goes right to my calendar. Schedule a talk with me. It's a half an hour conversation and I can answer your questions and you can talk to me in person and I can talk to you in person and we can see if this is a good fit for you. I'm hoping it is. It's a new and different paradigm from anything you've seen before, but I think it's much better. All right, ciao for now.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. I hope you have enjoyed the show today. I think we have a lot of fun today. And if there's one thing to take away from this whole hour, I hope you could just switch up your salt and just give it a try.
I was so glad you said Himalayan pink salt. I love Himalayan pink salt.
You use best salt a lot too, so it's, you know, it's very versatile.
Yes. You know, and, you know, with the salts, you know, one of the things we didn't show is we actually do smoke salts too, which are phenomenal. But anyways, you know, every week we're going to have a special guest, and a lot of people, they, you know, they know me, Minna, you know, we don't have kids, you know, I'm the kid, at least that's what and, but, you know, we do have four fur babies. We got four cats, you know, those are our kids. And, you know, next week, you know, as a special guest, we're going to be having Tanya and our dear friend Jenny from Mutts and Meow Rescue. You know, they're going to talk about their nonprofit and how we can support them and, you know, how we can even be get to know a little bit more about how we can help a lot of the, you know, the cats and dogs that need some loving homes, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We do have a vision of having our own cat rescue in the future, but in the meantime, we do want to contribute by helping local rescues however we can. So I hope you're going to enjoy that show.
And one of the best ways, the simplest ways, is if you are looking to have a cat or a dog or multiple cats or dogs, adopt, don't buy. Because, adoption, my cats are rescues and they are the most lovable, sweet cats. I just love them.
So, you know, thank you very much. You know, we honor everyone for taking time to watch the show, and we'll see everyone next week.
Ciao for now.
Bye.
Bye.